No sugar-coated magic, just the real life slice. From Mickey's ears to the princess crowns, we're breaking it down, no holding back now. So grab your snacks, don't you dare hold back. We're spilling the tea on what they lack. From the castle to the park, we're taking you there. But we're doing it raw with a bit of flair. We're behind the ears. After dark, no filters, no shame.
No shame.
We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold. Ever wonder what they really don't say? The dirt from the mouse's HQ today. Pixie dust ain't the only thing we're tossing. We're calling it out, no need for glossing. The happiest place, yeah, we've seen the cracks, but we're still all in, no turning back. So grab your mouse ears, but keep your mind wide, 'cause we're telling the stories they try to hide. From the villains we love to the heroes we hate, things you won't hear at the gate. No rose-colored glasses, just truth on display. Disney's magic ain't always a fairy tale way. So let's get real, let's break all the rules. This is Disney Unfiltered. We're taking you to school with a laugh and a curse. Let's start this ride. Welcome to Behind the Ears. Let's enjoy the wild side. We're magic, no filters, no shame. We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Ears After Hours. This is episode number 7. I am Danny, that is Rudy, and we have a hell of a show tonight. What we're doing is a little underrated, overrated SmackDown, and we're going to do this for a minimum, at least for the 4 parks. No water parks. I think there's just not that much there to really do shows on it. Maybe we can debate which water park we prefer, but that will be discussed later on. I'm curious to see how this series goes coming off of the back of we did our brackets for March. If things go well, we'll do, obviously, like I said, the next 4 weeks will all be the different parks, and maybe we'll move into actual hotels. Maybe we'll do deluxes and all that stuff. But before we get started, let me introduce Rudy. Rudy, how are you tonight, sir?
Good evening, everybody. I'm doing fantastic. I got my little girly drink going. I got my setup all set up, and I shared everything on time for once.
Look at that. And he actually decided to show up this week. So I just want to point out, last week at like, it had to be like 6 something. I was still at work, and Rudy texts me and goes, listen, I really want to go to this concert at Epcot. And I was like, all right, okay. I'm like, we can move the show to some other point in the week. He goes, because I texted maybe like 40 minutes after that. He goes, you know what? You took too long to answer. I'm too old. I'm not getting off the couch. Okay. I said, no problem. I'm running a little late, but I'll be back for the show. Don't worry about it. And then about 5 minutes goes by. I'm in my car driving home. He goes, fuck it. I'm going. I said, okay, no problem. So he went and did his little thing. He did his little fanboy. He was messaging them and talking to the musicians off air. So he had a good old grand old time. But how was the concert?
I'll tell you, this was like an internal struggle all day. 'Cause I'm like, you know, I was going to go see him Sunday night. It's like a new band. It's kind of like a cover band at that point. I'm like, I'm not going to bother shame because the weather's bad. And then one of our listeners sends me video of it. Like, dude, you got to check these guys out. I watched the video. I'm like, oh my God, they're awesome. So like all day I'm looking at my wife. I'm like, I really want to go, but I feel like I got to like take care of Danny and be there for the show. And like literally, Danny, I swear for like 4 hours, I'm like, should I go? Should I not go?
Always go.
Yeah. Always and like, go. It got to be like 7 o'clock and the concert's at 8. And finally, like, I'm doing this. So I get a hold of you, let you know I'm going. And I didn't leave my house till like 7:10. And that concert was at 8 o'clock.
Now, what are you, like, 25 minutes away?
No, not even. I'm like under 20.
Oh, okay.
Well, you figure you got a 20-minute ride there. Then you got to get through security, parking, the turnstile during, you know, Flower and Garden. And then my fat ass has to huff.
Yeah, and that's no joke. Side. Yeah, that's a good walk. Like, that's not even me poking fun at you. To get to World Showcase from the main entrance of Epcot, you're putting some steps in there.
And I'm not jogging. I'm too fat to jog. I'm like, I'm going to fast walk it the best I can. And I think I sat down at like 10 minutes to 8. I got there at a decent hour. And the concert was phenomenal. I reached out to the band. I was like, you know, listen, I've been ripping on you guys for years because they've been saying like I've been a cover band and stuff, but you guys blew me away. And there's a good chance we're going to have one of those band members on here as a guest at some point.
Oh, God, I hate guests on Disney podcasts. It's just, they're always so bad. And it's nothing to do with the guests. It's always so bad. But I leave it up to you. If you think it'll be good for the show, I'm always down for, I'll try something new.
Honestly, I think it'd be good for the show, but more importantly, I think you just want fanboy.
Yeah, I'll take off that night. Don't worry about it.
I'm like, I can't wait. But yeah, I appreciate you understanding. And, you know, to all our listeners out there, I apologize. I was being irresponsible. I'll try to be better.
And like moving forward, you know, maybe we'll reschedule it, you know, instead of canceling for the full week. The week just kind of got away from the both of us. So listen, it's going to happen from time to time. I love doing the show. You guys got to remember that we don't make any money off this. This costs us money to do this. It takes time out of our day. It costs money. So if something, I don't want to use the word better opportunity pops up, but if something unique like that pops up, always go for it. The show will always be here. We could always do it another time.
Oh, speaking of, before we get started, I do have some behind the ears podcast exclusive news.
Ooh.
Hold on. Let me get our intro.
What?
Our art department's been busy lately.
That's the first time I've seen that.
I just took it up today.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm dying. Literally, that was the first time. That's pretty cool. I like that.
I mean, that's how we do everything. We're like, hey, by the way, look what I got.
What is the news?
I was out to dinner the other night with a friend of ours, and we went to Shula's, one of my favorite places to go to eat. Steak's amazing.
And where is Shula's? Never been there.
That's over at the Dolphin, over by Epcot.
Yep.
So we're eating for a little bit, and the waiter comes over, and he's like, you know, are you guys been here before? Are you regulars? I'm like, we're regulars. We come here quite often. And he gets this weird look on his face, and then he just kind of like, oh, cool, and he walks away. And I'm like, why is he giving me that look? You know,
so he
comes back and he goes, oh, I got to tell you something. He goes, I'm not really supposed to say anything, but, you know, being that you're a regular, we're closing. So Shula's apparently is closing as of June.
For permanently.
Yeah. And I looked it up all over the internet. I haven't seen anything on the internet, but I guess Disney did not renew their lease and they've got a different company coming in.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe the guy just getting fired in June. He just didn't realize that they meant he's leaving.
No, I mean, apparently, like, they caught wind of it somehow and were like, hey, do we have jobs? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's someone's livelihood, yeah.
And he said there was some, it might be Michael Kors or something, some steakhouse is going in there, but Shula's will be like out.
The pocketbook company?
I don't know. It's Michael something. Could be Michael Johnson. Michael. You know me. I got old man brain.
I don't think it's Michael Kors.
I don't know. Michael something.
On another note, outside of them closing, that's very sad. I can guarantee you one thing. Ashley will never be a guest on this show. For any of our podcast listeners, Ashley is requesting to be a guest. That will never happen. I will burn this bitch to the ground prior to allowing you to be a guest on this show.
Sorry, Ashley. I got to agree with Danny.
And Rudy you are Rudy's best friend, and he just said no to you. Also, another thing before we get into the show, I find it funny. So I had sent Rudy the messages, and we had a couple people not happy with us, which honestly, I prefer it that way. I actually do. The more people that me and Rudy can piss off, the better my day is. Who make sure before, that's my mother-in-law, by the way. Hi, Stacey.
Hey, Stacey.
If you read the show description before you make comments about our show, my language, I'll specifically say my language, because as I go back, I listen, I have a much filthier mouth than Rudy. It's in the show description. It clearly tells you that we're going to curse. This is not a PG-13 show. This is a rated R show. Are we family friendly? I would say we're family friendly as long as you're okay with cursing. I will say that it has been brought to my attention by some of my family members that I might go above and beyond with my cursing once in a while. So I will
potty mouth.
I do. I will watch how I say things, or you know, the terminology I use. I will back it down a little bit. But I want you to understand, to all the people, like, that's what this show is. And that was one of my main objectives when we restarted this show, was I wanted to be able to say what I want, how I wanted it. And Rudy agreed. He was fine with it. So, like I said, I will back it off a little bit. But with that said, stop being a bunch of pansies. All right. They're just words. It's okay. Listen, if Ashley and Bailey can take the abuse that I give them, I think we'll be okay. So with that said,
dumbass.
Peter. All right. With that said, let's jump into this. I had a couple questions about this and what we're doing.
I gotta clarify this for you, don't I?
You do. So I didn't realize, like, so, all right. So we need something for each section because, all right, so let me start off with this. Now, you know what? No, I won't. So I won't ruin it because there's something. All right, so let's start with the overrated. So for anybody not, pull it up on Facebook if you can, if you're driving and listening to us or whatever the case is, you won't be able to do that. But basically, it's a sheet, and we have one side saying overrated, one side saying underrated. We're going to have a ride, an attraction, a quick service, a restaurant, and resorts. And my question is, what was the number two listed under each thing? Is that for a second option?
Yeah, we're just going to do two overrated, two underrated.
Okay. So for other parks, this will be very easy. For Animal Kingdom, it's going to be a little bit tougher, in my opinion, just because I think it's going to be a little hard to find number twos for everything. But we'll give it a whirl. Let's see how it goes. So let's start off with overrated.
Before we get started, do we have to explain to you what a ride and what an attraction is?
Probably.
Such an ass.
This was your idea, so I want you to go first. Overrated ride. What is your number one overrated ride inside of Animal Kingdom?
My number one overrated ride is Navi River. I mean, listen, it's a beautiful ride. It's got, you know, the boat. I always love a boat, but it's extremely short. It doesn't really tell any real story. And it's just like, it's like a throw together. It's pleasant. It gets you out of the sun or whatever, but boy, it's not worth like a 90-minute wait by any means. Way overrated.
Okay, well, we're starting off pretty well because I'm agreeing with you. And I will say, it's a nice boat ride. Don't get me wrong. Rudy said it's short. I mean, I kind of expect that out of Disney rides. Most Disney rides are not exponentially long. But this one seems to be abnormally short, especially for its ridiculous wait time. I mean, you're talking about we've gone multiple years now. I mean, what has it been? 8 years, 6 years, something like that, since Pandora's been open, and these wait times are still ridiculous. I think that's also a product of where it is. There's not really much going on in Animal Kingdom. But I would say the biggest knock for me on why it's overrated is, especially today compared to, say, a year ago, where it still would have been overrated on my list. But I think what makes it super overrated right now is they let the animatronic break. And to me, it was one of the best animatronics. And this goes to be a theme, in especially in Animal Kingdom, when animatronics break, they just let them disappear. But you just put up a screen. Like, you don't have a backup? Like, shit, hire a cast member to wave his arms around. Wait, do something.
You can't buy a second animatronic and just move, like, the second one in while you're fixing the other one?
Like, I understand if it was, okay, like, listen, it's been down for, you know, the animatronic's been gone for a week. Maybe it's a month or two, because it is a very, very expensive animatronic. I don't take that away from anything. But we're talking about, it's been months now, and you pop that screen up, and I think that screen's staying. I don't think that animatronic is coming back. But that's just me.
I mean, look at the Yeti.
Yeah, that was my point. And what'd they do? They didn't even put a screen there. They just put a silhouette painted on the wall to look like the Yeti and do some fucking some strobe lights.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a disco in there when you go through.
Well, that's funny you say that. Now, this shirt is very old, so you're not going to be able to really see it. But my shirt is Disco Yeti, and it's supposed to be a pun off of Everest. So that's funny that worked out that way. Okay, so let's Do you want to just go to attraction next, or would you like to stay in the ride and do your second ride?
Let's just stay in the rides.
Okay.
My second ride, and you're going to probably fight me on this one, I think Everest is overrated.
Oh.
Listen, it's a decent roller coaster, but if you look at like some of the roller coasters out there now, especially ones over at Universal, I mean.
Well, that's not fair. You're comparing two different theme parks.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, as for, you know, roller coasters of today, it's a pretty like standard roller coaster. It doesn't have any, the Yeti's not working. I mean, to me, it's way overrated.
Hold on. When did Everest open in Animal Kingdom? That's the $1 million question. I have to pull that up because you're talking about a ride that's 20 years old. Like, what did you like? It's one of the better roller coasters that Disney has to offer. It's not Disney's fault. Well, it is Disney's fault. But it, for the argument's sake of this particular list, you can't pin it against a theme park like Universal or Cedar, whatever the other ones are, Six Flags, that are designed for roller coasters. Like, that's not what Disney is themed for. And it's one of their better roller coasters. Still I highly disagree with you. I think you're overrated, honestly.
I'm definitely overrated.
My overrated is going to be Cali River Rapids. Mm. And two brides. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Two brides are amazing. I love a good water ride, especially a tube ride. That is the lamest rapids ride I have ever been on. You don't get wet unless you happen to get the wrong turn and you go under one of the one or two waterfalls they have. There's no real rapids. It sucks. And I can't take my shoes off, which is also stupid. I understand the hygiene aspect of it. Let me take my damn shoes off. I don't want wet shoes.
Nobody wants your shoes off, brother.
Well, it's okay. When I get on the ride, I literally just wait until we start going up the conveyor belt, and I just take my shoes off and I hide them under my shirt. I don't want wet sneakers all day. That's terrible. And I understand the hygiene aspect. I get it. You don't want people with gross feet. I actually have to have decent looking feet, but that's neither here nor there. I could probably sell a few pictures if I tried. But Cali River Rapids, it's a joke. It should be the lazy river of Disney, like, because that's all it is. It sucks.
Well, I mean, let's stay on rides and just go over to underrated then.
Okay.
Because my underrated is Cali River Rapids.
My God.
And listen, here's my point of view of it. It's a cool ride. You get wet. During Christmas, they put up the Christmas lights. It's not too long. You're not going to get drenched. You get wet enough to cool off, but you don't get soaked. Because I don't know if you've ever been on the Bluto's barge over at Universal. No. You get off there literally soaked from head.
That's a water ride. I want to get wet. That's like saying I'm going to go on like you morons that go on Splash Mountain and wear a poncho.
Oh, I hate that.
Are you guys dumb? Don't go on a water ride if you don't want to get wet. Like, it's very, very simple. I can't believe that you have that as an underrated ride.
Yeah, but there's like that little like between soaked and not getting wet. There's that just like that in between is where you want to hit.
I would rather be a tad over that than under that. I feel like someone like spit on me when I get off of Cali River Rapids. Like, yeah. I don't need to get them out of the shower. I just dunked in a pool, but can I get like a strong rain sensation? Can I get a couple droplets of water on me? Jesus.
Now, do you get mad when you're going like towards the end and people have that little squirt gun up that? Do you get upset when people are like wailing on you?
No, I'm the one that's like, hit me. And no one ever hits me because I'm the big, you know, ugly dude sitting in there. And everyone's going to shoot the women or the girls. Yeah. All right. So my underrated is obviously going to counteract you. And I'm going to go with Mount Everest because to me, it is such a disrespected roller coaster. You go forwards, you go backwards. Even though the Yeti is gone, at least they give you some strobe lights and make you feel cool. You've got outside, inside, pitch black, big drops, reverse, sharp turns. And honestly, the wait time is always so low. It's such a disrespect because it arguably is the second best ride in Animal Kingdom in the past few years. I mean, I would say prior to Pandora, it was the number one ride.
I hate it.
I hate you. So, okay. So what is your underrated ride number two?
I went with the Safari. You know, I know a lot of people love the Safari, so it's not really that underrated. But, I mean, it's just like a different ride every time. Every now and again, you get that Jurassic Park effect where, like, the animals don't cooperate. You don't see a giraffe or you don't see whatever. But I mean, that's like a go-to ride for me. I love that thing, and it's always different.
I'm going to have to agree with you. And I know people are going to say, like, well, look at the wait times. How could it be an underrated ride? Listen, there's only so many rides in Animal Kingdom where you can say, like, that's the problem with this list, especially in Animal Kingdom. There isn't a lot going on, so it's very hard to pick. You can't say Flight of Passage because, I mean, that's not underrated by any stretch of the imagination. Look at the wait times. I will say, I think it's a borderline between underrated and overrated, the Safari, depending on when you go. I think it's underrated if you're there early in the morning when you get the best animal interactions. You know, it's not too hot. You're not baking out. And honestly, I will say this, some similar to Jungle Cruise. I think the ride also has an advantage if you have a good cast member as your tour guide. That's not true. Saying I've had bad ones, but I've had subpar ones where you can tell maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe they just got yelled at by their boss, whatever the case may be. We're all humans. I get it. But, and I don't like the overly like in your face cast members. I like the ones that make a couple jokes. They don't try too hard. Like they'll explain to the little kids what's going on. And I think early in the morning, you're set. If you go in the evening, I think that's when it gets overrated. You don't really see much. And that nighttime safari was stupid.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the nighttime safari?
Yeah, it was like, you know,
it was terrible.
Like, what am I looking at? Is that the lion over there? Oh, no.
Yeah, or is that a tree? No, that's just a rock. You're right. Okay. Like, I want to see more animals defecate. I don't know. I'm there. I want to see it happen. I want to see what it looks like. I want to see it happen. I'm waiting for one of the animals to eat the other animals. I know it's never going to happen, but it is what it is. Okay, moving down to an attraction. We're going to start with the attractions on the overrated.
I went number one with Nemo, and I love Nemo, but I think it's a little long in a tooth. And then they did like the remake of it. And to me, they just removed more than they actually added, which surprised me. So, and listen, all those cast members do an amazing job. So that's not really a dig on them. It's just that I thought Disney would have done better with it. And I feel like they kind of dumbed it down.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that. My biggest thing, I get why it's an Animal Kingdom. They're fish. It's an animal. Okay. But you have it over in Epcot already. Like, it to me, don't spread the IPs out like that. Keep them centrally located where if my kid likes Nemo, we can do all the different Nemo shit right there. That's just me. Like I said, I'm going to repeat this a million times during this episode. It's tough in Animal Kingdom. There's not a lot to choose from.
I almost contacted you like halfway through the week. I was like, listen, if you want to throw in some old rides, the ones that aren't there anymore, because you look at it and like, oh my God, there's like not much there anymore.
So it's funny you say that. So before we go any further, I literally was thinking about this in the shower and I was like, overrated, underrated. And I was like, can I just say Animal Kingdom is overrated itself? Because here's my thing about Animal Kingdom. Let's break it down. It's a friggin' zoo. That's all it is. It's a bootleg copy of SeaWorld. SeaWorld came out and did everything about fish. What does Disney say? I'll up you on. I'm just going to bring a giant petting zoo to Disney World. They could have done so many other things with a fourth gate, and they chose this. And I still, to this day, am so frustrated on that. But obviously, I can't make the park overrated. So,
And I don't agree with you on that. Like, that's one of my favorites. It's like so chill and it's got beautiful scenery. And
it's so goddamn hot. It is so much hotter than every other park because of that. It just all those trees,
all that humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the reality is you're a visitor and I'm a regular. As a regular, it's cool just to walk around there. If somebody wants to get rides and everything in like you. I can see where you're coming from sure.
And it's not any cheaper. It's still $100+ to get in there. Not only is it super hot. I'm sorry. Granted, I don't know the footprint. I don't know how this all works out. But why is it so goddamn big? I feel like I can walk 18 miles and I haven't made it past like the main entrance. I'm like, where are we walking? Why is this? And everything is so damn hilly in there. Now, granted, I feel very similar about Epcot with that. But it's... Oh my, it feels like so much walking inside there.
All right.
I'm not gonna fight you on it. And no fireworks.
That is a big issue. They used to have that little the water thing. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, that was
kind of cool for something at least. But like now, it's just nothing.
I will say the Tree of Life. They do some really cool projection stuff with that. I don't know, but I'm a big firework guy. I want to see some things go boom in the sky.
Me too.
All right, so attraction number two. I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to go first with this one. I don't even know if it still exists anymore. It's that damn bird show.
You and I are like total opposites because I've got that on my underrated.
Oh my God, I hate that damn show. I'm telling you, one of those days that bird is going to land on my head and I'm going to lose my bananas. I don't care how trained these birds are. All I can think of is either it's going to land on me and bite me or it's going to poop on me while it's going mid-flight. I'm sorry. They're not like other animals. They just poop while they fly. And I don't know how more people don't get pooped on or things get stolen. I think it is so bad. You're, once again, no cover. You're just sitting out there baking in the sun. Ugh, terrible.
You know, the one thing I didn't like about it was years ago, they used to have like the tie-in with Up, which was like so forced and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bird show. You just want to see the birds. I like it. We've gone to it recently. It's still pretty good. The only thing that makes me nervous is when they drag out that eagle, which is like, like a 4-foot bird. The guy's carrying it with his staring in his face. I'm like, oh my God. I look at my wife every time, like, it's going to tear his face off.
Yeah, he's just going to eat you one day. It's going to be like, what was those ring? What were the circus people back in your day with the tigers?
The big show
out in Vegas. Oh, crap. People are screaming.
We forget that already?
People are screaming at their phones right now. I don't know. It'll come to us. Right? Not the Ringling Brothers. No, that's not it.
We're stupid. I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah.
Anyway, so what is your overrated number two?
Number two overrated was the Adventure Outpost. Like, if you're going to go see Mickey, you can see him a million different places. He got a little safari outfit. To me, it's not a big deal. It's always like an hour wait. So to me, that's way overrated.
Okay. Now, what is underrated number one for you? Siegfried and Roy. Thank you, Ashley.
All right. Told you about my bird show that you mocked.
Yeah, all right. Well, what's your second one then?
Number two is Conservation Station. I mean, you get that nice little train ride out there, which is fun. And then they got a couple cool little things. You can pet the little animals. You can watch the goats poop. My daughter and I actually did, like, you could draw one of the characters. They do, like, an art studio session. I think it's kind of underrated. People don't actually go out there that often.
So I agree with you. I think it is very underrated. I like it. And once again, I was kind of searching for what else to pick. So that was one of them. My second one, it's not underrated by any stretch, but once again, I had a tough time with this. I picked Lion King, the show. I think it might be the best performance Disney offers at any of their parks. It is phenomenal. Somehow they keep the temperature down in there. The floats are amazing. I really wish I was there the day one of the floats caught on fire because I think that would have been a spectacle to watch. But when the people come out and do the gymnastics dressed up as the monkeys, I think that's crazy cool. The dude literally juggles fire and eats it. It's like being in a circus with Animal Kingdom, you know, with Lion King characters. I love it.
That's a legit show. The only thing that bummed me out was for a little while during COVID when they got rid of the monkeys, which is like a huge part. So I'm like, why are you getting rid of that? You might as well just close the whole show down.
But like I said, I had a stretch a little bit. I don't think it's underrated because it's always packed in there, but you know, take that for what it is. All right, moving on down to quick service. Where do you find yourself feeling it is overrated?
Why do you keep going over snacks?
Oh, I didn't. You know what? Because it was in black. I was looking for the colors.
Okay.
Snacks. My bad.
All right. My number one overrated is that Night Blossom drink over in Pandora with those little crazy bubbles that burst in your mouth. To me, that thing is just so gross.
Those boba balls or whatever.
Yeah. And even when you add alcohol to it, it still doesn't make me happy. So that's my number one overrated one.
I'm going to go with the milk over. Oh, no, that's shit. That's Star Wars. Why the hell did I write that down? Oh, God. Annie. My bad.
We can't even give you a homework assignment anymore.
Oh, whoopsies. That one's on me. All right, then I will go with my other one that I have here. It's the double chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich.
That sounds gross.
So you would think it would be good. Double chocolate chip, ice cream in the middle. Great. How do you mess up a double chocolate chip? I don't get it. It was so dry. It was disgusting. I was so upset. And I don't know what ice cream they picked. It was not typical Disney ice cream. I don't know. It could be me. Maybe I just had a bad day. Maybe I had a bad cookie. But it was so dried out. It was gross. I was not a fan of it.
Yeah. I haven't had it before. But anything that's like too obvious that you can get in a store, I don't really go for anyway. Like Mickey bars, all that stuff. It's like, I get that anywhere.
Fair enough. Okay. I don't have a second.
It's milk over at Hollywood.
It's the milk. So.
My second one was over by, kind of over by Yak and Yeti. There's a place called Mr. Kamal's, and they do those chicken dumplings.
Oh, and, yes, I've had them.
I mean, how do you screw up a chicken dumpling? I've had them twice over there, and they were like extra greasy, kind of crappy. And I'm a fat guy. If it's greasy, I usually love it, but it did taste good over there.
Okay. All right. So what about underrated? Where are you going underrated?
Over by the safari, the street corn at the Harambe Fruit Market.
Mm-hmm. That was mine.
Some of the best. Street corn.
Some of the best. I literally walked over to my wife, and I just had this big thing of, and every fair we go to, I always find the corn. My wife goes, how the hell did you find corn? I was like, I have no idea. I was literally buying a soda. And I was like, is that street corn? I got to try that. And it was friggin' delicious. So underrated. And I really think I started a movement last time I was there because I didn't see anybody else have it. And then all of a sudden, boom, they popped up. And I was like, oh, look at that. I started something. So my other one, and I guess you can consider it underrated, would be the chicken fried rice over at, the Yak and Yeti, the food cafe, whatever, the little quick service right next to it. Listen, Florida is not known for its Chinese food. There's two, no. you don't get Chinese food, and you don't get pizza in Florida. I don't care. Even Floridians will tell you that. That is some of the best chicken fried rice I have ever had. It is delicious.
Now, I'm glad you said that because I saw a picture. I've never had it. I've had it in the restaurant. It's phenomenal in the restaurant. But it's a picture of it when I was looking up snacks, and I was like, oof. It doesn't look so it was like dried out, but it could have just been a bad picture.
Could have been a bad picture. Could have been over, you know, generated or whatever the case is. But it is phenomenal.
I got to try that now. My number two, and this is like one of my favorite things ever, there's a little place over by Flame Tree Barbecue called Eight Spoons, and they have mac and cheese, and it's more like legit homemade mac and cheese. Literally one of my favorite things. So
I think they have the lobster mac and cheese over there, if I'm not mistaken, and I know a lot of people go crazy for it.
Yeah, it's legit good place to go.
All right, so let's move back to where I was originally. Where we at was quick service. Now here's the thing about quick service, there's only four of them. So, yeah. So
I cheated a little bit.
How'd you cheat?
I threw a lounge in there because
okay,
it's kind of like a quick serve, you know.
I mean that counts. That counts. So I somewhat cheated. I just named the same thing twice because I think it's just that shitty for my overrated, and it's Flame Tree Barbecue.
You have got to be kidding me. That's just busting balls because you know I love it. You probably never even been there.
Yes, they have the smoked meats and the barbecue sauces. I've been there. They're not that good. And I feel like it's everybody loves them. Maybe people don't love it as much as I think they do. Maybe I'm just used to hearing you repeatedly tell me how good it is. And I'm just like, I don't get it. It's terrible.
You couldn't be more wrong. I'm like pissy right now. Like I just want to dump out of the show. I'm like, I know you're just trying to aggravate me. That's like the best mac and cheese along with some amazing pulled pork on top.
I hate pulled pork. It's so gross.
You don't have a clue.
All right. So what are your two then?
All right. Number one, I got the Sotoli Canteen over at Pandora. I
think that's overrated.
So overrated.
Oh my God. Suck a duck.
What do you mean over there?
God, the cheeseburger pods are delish. Their chips and their slaw, phenomenal. And I'll to boot for our Canadian fans out there, So I'm a big person that looks at the dollar amount. Especially we are a dining plan family. And for quick service, if you want to break even, you want to be around $25 with your drink and your meal. So to canteen, you can literally get a full meal and the alcoholic beverages for about $34. That is a ridiculous bang for your buck.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What do those cheeseburgers taste like?
Cheeseburgers.
From where?
I mean, they taste like the theme park cheeseburgers wrapped in a bun.
Dude, they taste like McDonald's. So you just paid $30 for some rolled up McDonald's burgers.
I mean, it's better than some crappy ass pulled pork on some store-bought mac and cheese microwave. Get out of here. Suck a duck.
You could not be more wrong.
You are out of your mind. Well, we know where my underrated one is. So what is your underrated number one?
Well, I got one more overrated.
Oh, I thought you did it too. Okay, sorry.
No, the other one was Pizzafari. Worst pizza on the planet. Restaurant doesn't look that pretty. It's just garbage.
I honestly forgot that would even existed. So maybe there was more than four. Because I would have put that one on there. Did not remember that even existed. That goes to show you how much I don't pay attention to it. Okay, so one of my underrateds was the Two Canteen. Where are you going underrated?
I mean, I already shut down my flame tree that I had on there. I'm going Nomad Lounge, which is part of Tiffin's. It's like right by the water. They got great drinks. They got great snacks. It's so chill over there. One of my favorite places.
Okay.
A lot of people don't even know about it.
I didn't even know it existed. Yeah. So I was going to go with Yak and Yeti Local Foods, my fried rice, but I feel like it's not underrated. I feel like most people realize that it's very similar food, just smaller portions compared to Yak and Yeti if you can't get a reservation for it. So I went a little bit odd here, and I went Harambe Market. Yeah, you know what it is? It's one of the few places. Now, granted, Yak and Yeti is one of the other ones. But like we just talked about all these places. Oh, mac and cheese. Oh, it's got, you know, pizza, this, that. I like Harambe Market because it's got a little bit African like theming to their food. And they have like a lot of skewers. And, you know, if you're not that adventurous, they have some like flatbreads in there and things along that nature. So I feel like it's very underrated because it is such a small, like quick and grab type of joint. It's not really your traditional quick service, I would say.
You know what's nice about that place too is there's like a lot of seating and it's out of the way. Like people don't even notice it's over there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good one for once. You got something right.
Aha. And then where are you going?
Those were my two because you shot my flame tree down and
okay.
It just tried to upset me. Got rid of my flame tree and my other underrated.
All right. So where we are now moving on over to dining.
Full sit-down restaurants.
Full sit-down restaurante. Where you going?
Number one for overrated is Sanaa. And I don't like places that are too overly ethnic. Like if it's like too African inspired, like I have nothing to pick from because I got like baby taste buds. Mm-hmm. But my other issue over there too is the big draw is that you can look at the animals while you're eating. And if you go there in the evening, you can't see anything. We went there. The first time we ever went there was like 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, I can't see anything out there. So I think that place is a little bit overrated. Although that naan bread is pretty good.
I'm going to go with Tusker House.
Yeah.
I had a tough one with this because I love the characters. I think they do a really cool job with the whole theming aspect of it. But, you know, for their breakfast and their brunch, it's, you know, like it's nothing crazy.
I mean, I agree with you, but it's a good spot for you right now with having that little girl because it's an easy character meet and greet.
It is. It is. But it's so expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any of those character meet. But I mean, the food itself, if you know, if a food's bad, they just move characters in.
True. True. And I would say, like, you know, if you're going to spend that type of dough, right, mate, go to Tiffin's.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously you can't say is underrated or overrated. It's pretty much right where it should be. So that one obviously did not make my list. But, yeah, Tusker House just, it doesn't do it for me. I think there's more hype than anything else. I will say the theming on the outside of the building is pretty cool, but that's where it stops for me.
My other one is Rainforest because, you know, it's just a big chain restaurant. It's kind of corny. It's almost on the way out the park. It's just garbage.
I thought I was gonna sneak that one in there, and you weren't gonna realize it. Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that one just kicked me in the nuts. I really thought I had one there. So, where are we going? Sit down. Underrated.
One of my favorite restaurants overall, not just over Animal Kingdom. You know, it's not in the park. Is that all right?
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going, and it's on mine too.
Chico.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Chico's. It's a beautiful restaurant. Food's amazing. It's usually pretty quiet in there. It's not overly busy because it's underrated. People don't know about it, and that entire hotel is just gorgeous. Beautiful place.
We'll get into that hotel later, but yeah. I agree. And I know I said I wouldn't do this because I just said it about Tiffin's, but I kind of ran out of options. And I don't care how talked up it is. Yak and Yeti, it'll never get the love that I think it deserves. It is a 5-star restaurant in my book. And there's a reason why you can never get into it. So Yak and Yeti is my underrated choice number two.
Mine's the same thing. Great food, great atmosphere.
Everything. Great there's drink. Not a, the only thing I'll say is I wish they had more seating. That's literally the only thing. I wish they could accommodate more.
I'll tell you the other thing I don't like about it. It's very loud for some reason. It like the acoustics in there or something. Like, and you eat, if there's a lot of people, you got to like yell at each other to talk in there sometimes.
That's fair. Okay, moving on to our last part of it. And this is where I have a question. You wrote resorts with two. Now, obviously, there's only one.
If you look online, if you look at like their website, they have like resorts that they consider in the Hollywood area, the Epcot area. And I'll give you my examples just so the overrated. Number one is Kidani, the DVC property over there. It's a very nice place, but the lobby's kind of lame. We've stayed there before. We enjoyed it, but I thought it was really overrated. And then number two, I had All-Star Sports.
I'll be there.
Listen, it's a good value for Disney.
It sucks.
But I mean, why are you looking at giant football helmets and bowling pins? Like, the decorations are just garbage over there.
Yeah, well, they're very dated. So I didn't do the homework properly because when I think of Animal Kingdom, I do not think of All-Stars. I just think of Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I honestly, that's really smart that you broke it down between the Jumbo House and Kidani Village and breaking it down that way. I always have a tough time thinking that it's more than anything but Animal Kingdom Lodge. So I'll just go on. I'll let Rudy do his other two in a minute. I'll just go on my little rant. Animal Kingdom sucks. The park sucks. The hotel sucks. Okay. It's plain and simple. Someone clip that and send it out. Send it to Disney. I don't care. It sucks. It's so bad. I don't want to see animal. Like, everybody's like, oh, I have a Savannah view, and I woke up, and I got to see the giraffe giving birth. Who wants to see that shit at 6 in the morning? I don't. I want to see foliage, man. I want to see some trees. Like, and it's so freaking hot over there. I don't care where your hotel room is. It's just ridiculously warm. It feels like such more dry. Let me rephrase that. It feels much drier over there. It feels like there's less moisture, which is an odd thing. And it just feels like it's all like desert, and like a good wind pops up and all the dirt swirling all around. It gets caked on your windows. I just think it's a shitty, shitty, shitty hotel.
Yeah, you couldn't be more wrong.
And you know what? It's a deluxe hotel in the middle of friggin' nowhere. What are you next to? You're next to the worst theme park. It's like being next to a parking lot. I would rather stay at all. No, I can't say that. You know, I would rather stay at most other hotels than there.
I think that area is too uppity for you. Like, you just don't understand how nice it is.
Sir, we are a Grand Floridian family. I do not want people uppity. Sir, I can't wear a bathing suit in most lobbies. I will give them this, though. On the DVC side, we usually rent a lot of points. We've talked about buying in multiple times. I will say the 3-bedroom. Villa they have over at, I guess it's Kidani, or it might be the Jambo, not positive, is absolutely stunning. It is so big. Everything is on one level. The bathrooms are phenomenal, and you get a pool table. I mean, who wouldn't want to play pool? I mean, granted, when you got little kids, you're not playing pool at 10 o'clock at night with a couple beers, but at the end of the day, I will say that is, I'll use that as my underrated, is that 3-bedroom villa is stunning.
I'll tell you, we were over at, we stayed at Kidani once, and I'm going to ask Disney, please stop putting those ping pong tables outside. We went swimming. And then I'm like, I would go over with my daughter to play a little ping pong. And I had like the biggest Homer Simpson moment. Like I went to go and move to hit the ball. And like my feet went out from underneath me.
I was
parallel with the ground and just bounced. I can just remember my family like, are you okay? And as soon as I said, yeah, I think so, everybody started cracking up. So I can't stand
it. I love a good little ping pong table. I feel like it's such a like a Floridian thing to do in the middle of like, you know, dark
indoors app, with some proper footing. Fantastic. I don't want to know by a wet pool.
Just because you were ill prepared does not make everybody else's problem. And yeah, another thing, their pools suck. I'm back on my tangent. Their pools are not that good.
I like their pool.
Really?
The Kanani pool is fantastic.
There's no, I like a good theme at my pool, and there's no theming.
It's the jungle. You got the jungle theme.
Nah, there should be like a giraffe, like with his head like into the pool a little bit. There should be like a hippo spitting out water, elephant. Like you could have had some fun with it, and you didn't. You suck.
All right, we go to underrated. I put Animal Kingdom Lodge is underrated. The main one, the Jamba House. I mean, we just talked about how amazing that lobby is. They got a
good restaurant.
You don't like that lobby?
I don't.
I just don't get you.
I think it's the worst lobby. Well, no, let me rephrase that. I think it's the second worst hotel on property, Deluxe. It's not the worst. There is one place I wouldn't stay before I'd stay there, but that's neither here nor there.
And Bailey's right. You just don't get it. That's got to be like a Jersey thing.
Yeah, I mean, you all like to go to the petting zoo. That's fine. You know, I got the Bronx Zoo an hour and a half away. I can go there. I got the Cape May Zoo an hour away. I got the Philly Aquarium 40 minutes away. I got all this shit. I don't need to go to Disney for this nonsense.
I can't even.
It's all it is, a petting zoo. See my daughter bring a couple goats. I'll go 10 miles down the road. We go to a goat farm.
That you just got done saying that Chico is like one of the better restaurants, and then you're gonna rip on the hotel.
Well, just because they put it in a shit spot doesn't mean I can't like the food. Jesus,
I'm so over you. All right, my other underrated, and I went with another all-star one, is Movies. I thought Movies is underrated. There is some good theming in there, and it's a pretty good, like...
Wait a minute.
Are you going to battle me on this one?
Yes, because the way you're doing this is fucking silly.
What?
These are not Animal Kingdom hotels, but even if you want to argue it, you just got done saying overrated was All-Star Sports because I don't want to look at a giant football helmet or hockey sticks, whatever the case is, but you're cool looking at giant maracas, a drum, the piano pool.
I said Movies.
Oh, I thought you said music. That's fair.
Never mind.
movies much better. I have no argument here.
And I mean, the reality is all those all-star resorts are literally right next to Animal Kingdom.
I know. I have a tough time with that, but I get it. Logistically speaking, I would not. I mean, I don't know what I would classify the all-star section as. I really kind of always in my mind classified it as its own section. It's just the value section. But I guess geographically speaking, they are the closest to Animal Kingdom. So that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the way Disney sets it up. If you go on their website, it'll tell you like, well, this is Epcot area. This is so going further, like when we do Hollywood Studios next week, it's anything that Disney says is in the area.
Okay. I will do Hollywood a better Studios. Job of that for next week.
You know, the reason why we did Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios for the first two is there's not a lot going on in either one of those parks. It's kind of tough.
I think this was going to be the hardest one. I think MGM, there's enough new rides where we can battle a couple different ways, especially with Star Wars, Toy Story. Epcot is where I think we're going to have a trouble. There's really not much going on.
There's not a lot of rides.
There's not a lot of rides. There's a lot of shows. There's things to do that way.
A lot of food.
Food, no problem. Hotels, no problem. I think the ride aspect is going to be issue. And now I'll flip it to you the other way. And I think Magic Kingdom, now depending on how you want to look at what's an attraction and what's a ride, we can get into a couple. I think we might get a little jammed up in that section over there. So, yeah,
what,
I mean, I guess.
What are you thinking? What are you calling a ride that's an attraction right now?
Carousel of Progress. That's a ride.
That's an attraction.
I mean, it moves.
That's what we're going with. If it moves, I mean,
does it move? I don't know. You tell me. You let me know. I mean, no matter what, it's always going to be underrated. Carousel Progress is always going to be underrated.
We're going to battle on that one. I hate to get ahead of myself, but I hate that. Like, people think that's like a joke. Like, oh, Rudy's just trying to be funny. Deep down, he really loves it. Like, I really, truly hate that. And the only argument anybody's ever got is, oh, you know, the history of Walt, blah, blah, blah. But it's like,
oldest running rod in America.
It was crappy, like, animatronics, a terrible story, awful earworm music, stuffy, smelly seats that... How many farts do you think are stuck in each one of those seats? That's about the biggest part of history over there. It's just gross.
I'll give you that. What is this nonsense, Bailey? Danny's going to be hating on LWTL? What is this? What is this acronym?
Can you figure that out?
What is this acronym?
Boy, I'm lost on that one.
Lake, Winnipeg, Tahoe, Lagoon. I won't fight you on that.
Can you clarify that first? Because I have no idea what you're talking about either.
LWTL. Danny is going to be hating on LWTL. Yeah. Well, what she responds was, Ashley says, do we need it to get the definition for rides and attractions again? I mean, I think we just settled it. I think if it moves, it's a ride.
No, that's not a thing.
What the fuck is it? Oh, living with the land. Thank you, Trish.
Oh, Jesus. That pile of trash. You know what? I don't hate that ride, so I can't really... That's me just hating Danny.
Hold on, yeah. What is this? Danny's going to be hating on living with the land. Excuse me. Ma'am, I want the tattoo. I think you have us mistaken. I love me some living with the land.
What is a living with the land tattoo like?
We discussed this last time. I don't know. Maybe like a pumpkin or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll get the little ride vehicle. I don't know. Figure it out, man.
I'm gonna say living with the land. A ride has got to be something that is like anything like people mover and above. Oh, if it's a rotating stage, it's not a ride.
Okay, then I want you to tell me the difference between living with the land. Is living with the land a ride?
Yeah, because it's on water and it's actually moving.
So what's the difference between that and Carousel Progress?
Because one's got water and the other one doesn't.
Okay, so now rides need to have water is what you're saying.
I mean, when you talk about, if somebody were to ask you, Danny, what is living with the land? What would you say?
I'd say it's a good ride. It's a good boat ride.
It's a boat ride that you go and look at stupid vegetables and other crap. And somebody was like, you know, what's Carousel Progress?
It's a ride where you sit in circle, you go in movement around the stages to each generation, to each century, essentially.
I mean, it's, dude, that's not a ride.
I don't know how it is. I don't get it. Then what makes an attraction? I thought an attraction has to be stationary.
For the most part, that thing's stationary. Just the fact that it moves the theater to get to the different scenes does not make it. Nobody's throwing their hands up and going, oh, we're moving now. I mean, it's just.
I mean, dude, you get a little kid that gets a little excited. I'm just saying.
Dude, you know I did 4 hours straight on that thing, right?
Did you really? They let you stay on there?
No, they did not.
You had to keep getting off and getting back on?
Yeah, I did a thing for Give Kids the World, a little charity thing. We raised like 10 grand.
Jesus.
And I think it was 4 hours or 6 hours. So I'm like, cool, you know, I'll get on this thing and go to sleep and take like a 4 hour tour. I'm not going to call it a ride around. So I go up to the guy, the cast member, like, hey, dude, you know, I'm raising money for Give Kids the World. I got to do this thing for 4 hours. Do you mind if I just stay on? He goes, nope, got to get off. So listen, I'm not going to argue with a cast member. You know, these guys.
Yeah, they're just making yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, cool, you know, I figure I at least ask. Doesn't it pour out for like 3 hours? So every time I got off, I had to run out into the rain and just run over real quick to the entrance again, get dried off, run back out in the rain. It was like going through a washing machine. It was like literally the worst 4 hours of my life.
And then you're getting wet and then going back into that. That's some strong air conditioning.
Dude, it was bad. It was so bad. And then, you know, there was people that were, you know, they knew I was over there, so they'd meet me over there to mock me. They knew how miserable it was, so I had like people just staring at me for 4 hours. I'm like, guys, leave me alone.
Listen, Google has confirmed that Carousel Progress is primarily an attraction. I'll give it to you. When I'm right, I'm right. And even when I'm wrong, I'm still right. But
you know what's funny is that's literally their only moving theater, isn't it?
Yeah. All Presidents doesn't move. Like, to me, that's like when you say what's an attraction. Hall of Presidents.
I mean, Hall of Presence and Carousel of Progress are the same thing, minus the
little two-second turn
you do.
I'm just saying, if there's movement, and to me it's a ride, but that's fine. Okay, that's fine. Listen, just makes my life easier. I don't have to pin it up against anything good.
Well, I mean, you're going to put it up against an attraction, and just literally every attraction over at Magic Kingdom beats out Carousel of Progress.
Well, we'll see. You're wrong.
Oh, speaking of.
Huh?
We were going to talk about a new giveaway we're doing next week.
Oh, what is it? You know,
we're not doing it next week because basically what we're doing with this whole series is we're going to pick somebody every show for the next 4 weeks. They're going to get a magnet for each park. So somebody's going to win a Animal Kingdom magnet today, Hollywood Studios magnet, on and on and on. One of those four people is going to win our little Thumper popcorn bucket.
Okay.
The week after that, we got something cool for you. It was in my garage. Pam Jensen donated to us, and we raffled it off for a Give Kids a World thing, and the person didn't want it. They gave us the money and didn't take the popcorn bucket.
That was nice of them.
But
is that Lilo? Oh, people are going to go bananas for that.
It's the Stitch Halloween one that you could only get on the cruise.
Oh. So
the week after we're done with this whole underrated, overrated nonsense, we will be giving this thing away. So
you should have held on to that. That was a bad move by you. You should have held on to that till October.
Dude, I swear I've had this thing in my garage for so long. I was like going to get in my car the other day and I looked, I'm like, what the frick is that Disney bag up there? And I pulled it down, I'm like, holy crap, it's Stitch.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like Stitch. That is a dope popcorn bucket though. Like the detail on his ear and everything is very cool.
Right?
He's a vampire.
He's got the vampire.
That is actually a very, very, very well done. Very well done. All right. So explain. So each winner, we get one winner each week, and they will get the magnet for the park.
Yep.
When are we picking the Easter Bunny thing?
We'll do it on the final week. One of those four winners of the magnets is going to be the Easter Bunny winner.
Okay. That's fair.
You want to pick somebody tonight?
Let's go through the comments. We'll make it interesting. Make it see who maybe commented the most. I don't know. Made the best comment. I don't know. We had a light show today, comment and viewer wise. So
that's because I make of it me. A little... Well, whenever you take a week off and you do something like you throw everybody's schedule off, you got to build things back up again.
Yeah, we're okay.
I'll take the blame on that one.
One light show when we're doing 40,000-50,000 views is okay. We're in good shape. We'll be fine. All right. Well,
you know what we actually find too with the show, being that we are on a little later, we're on at 9 o'clock at night. People have to work Tuesday morning. Most of our views are after the fact. We do love that you guys come on live, and we keep track of who's making comments, who's sharing out the show, even after the show. If you guys could share out the show for us and get that word out, so we can build the audience up, that's phenomenal. But we understand, like, do you really want to see like this face before you go to bed?
And I get it. Like, people have messaged us and said, like, hey, is there any way you guys can do a show earlier? Listen, I mean, this is 10 o'clock at night. I'm usually asleep by now. It's just the way our lives work and the way we have family obligations and work and everything. It just 9 o'clock just works the best. I wish we can go earlier, but like I got home at 7:30 tonight. So I literally had an hour and a half to put my daughter to bed, eat dinner, take a shower, and come sit down.
Yeah, I mean, this is all on Danny, and not in a bad way, because, life for me has calmed down. It used to be me that was like, oh, geez, I got crap going on. But, Danny's got a little girl now. He works all sorts of hours. So I just told him, like, let me know what night works for you, what time works for you. I'll make it happen, because we have real lives. And, 9 o'clock Monday night is where Danny can wedge this in, and I appreciate that he can do it. And, there's always, replays.
Yeah, it's going to be real tough when we have to go up against Monday Night Football.
Oh,
what are we never, doing? I didn't think about that. I know what I'm saying. When the Jets are on, they're like, you guys don't even realize this. This entire time we were doing the show, I've had the Mets game on the TV literally right behind.
And what's the score?
The Mets won 2-0. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
So 7-3. First in the NL. Just killing it.
You know what we were talking about? Let's give the first one to Brittany Weigold.
Oh, that's a new name. Okay.
This is her first time viewing. Brittany.
Brittany, welcome.
Contact us. Send us a message. Give us your address. We'll send you out that magnet. We'll send you out also all sorts of paraphernalia. I got Danny, I got crazy stuff going on over here.
I saw some of those pictures you had.
Dude, I got crazy stickers and pins and magnets. Brittany, send me out your address. Don't worry. It costs you nothing. We send everything for free. We'll take good care of you. You are the winner this week. So you are also in the running for the Thumper popcorn bucket.
And just so you know, Brittany, yes, we go live every Monday. I will say, let me rephrase that. We go live almost every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you obviously don't catch us live, you can always follow us on Behind the Ears podcast. Go over to the two pages that we run, Crazy for Disney and the Behind the Ears community. I can pop that up right there. You could always catch the replays. You can download us. We are technically a podcast, so you could just download the audio version, which our numbers have been growing, so we're very happy about to see that. And yeah, just so you know, Brittany, if you're new, you might want to read the description, because some people get a little mad. We get a little mouthy. We do a little cursing. Rudy does a little drinking. So, you know, we're not necessarily your PG typical Disney podcast. We let loose a little bit here. But we're happy to have you. Anybody else new that maybe is being a little shy and didn't want to say hi, we welcome all of you. And most of all, we welcome everybody like Carol, you know, Trish, Ashley, Bailey. We thank you guys not only for the support that you guys have shown us for the relaunch of our show, the Behind the Ears After Hours, but going back to even Behind the Ears podcast, the original show, and even Rudy's Crazy for Disney podcast. You know, we much appreciate all the love over the years, especially with our multi-year hiatus and coming back. So we do appreciate all the love. I ain't got nothing else, honestly. Shorter show, only did an hour.
And I'll just keep telling you guys, you know, we really appreciate it. Share out the show, like the show, get people to follow the show, bug the hell out of everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea. You know, we don't play monorail music and praise Disney nonstop, but it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs. We like to include you guys and, you know, just keep doing it. We appreciate you guys.
What is monorail music?
I'll tell you one of my pet peeves on some of these other podcasts is like the intro. It's always like the little.
We have an intro. Oh, the doors beeping.
Yeah, it's always like something from the parks.
We did that for a long ass time.
Did you?
Yeah, I had the whole like
doing it.
No, I loved it.
Did you really?
You don't remember? You got to go back 7 years when I first started that show. When it was me and Chris, no one else was doing that shit. I don't care what anybody says. Listen, there's other Disney podcasters out there that look at me and Rudy and they bitch and moan about the style we do it and this and that. Listen, I want to be very, very blunt with you right now. A lot of the shit, the corny stuff or even non-corny stuff, even some of the things people are using technology-wise right now, who do you think started that trend? I'm sorry, the big name shows, they weren't using StreamYard. We brought StreamYard to the Disney podcast community. Some of the cheesy stuff we were doing, who brought that in? We brought. Listen, I don't tap my back often because I made my fair share of mistakes doing that the podcast with Rudy, with Chris. We had a lot of hiccups, a lot of mess ups, and you know a lot of things that I would go back and change. But we were pioneers in a lot of the ways. No one's still. I don't care what anybody says. 7 shows in, no one that's been doing it. They'll tote their. They'll tap themselves on the back and be like, oh, I've been around for 12 years. You guys don't even do a fraction of the views we do. And we don't even do anything important. We just sit, like, these people are getting big time Disney Imagineers on their show and getting shit views. So my whole point, I'm just fucking stab myself with my pen.
I mean, some of the people out there, the influencers and the podcasters, there's one, and I'm not going to name them. It kind of annoyed me before we went on the air. He's one of these guys that do, he goes to the parks and he's a little bit heavy. So, he, you know, he's like one of these guys like, oh, this won't ride work. This ride won't work for you. This won't work for you. He tries to make it seem like he's a big advocate for everybody. But then meanwhile, he's like charging everybody for this little pamphlet he does. It's like, it's a $2,700 value for $26. I'm like, dude, it's a photocopy. It's a 30-cent value that you're giving.
So you're not. I don't know his name, so don't say his name. I don't want to give him clout where it's not meant to have clout. But is he the really, really obese guy on TikTok? that goes to all the theme parks and does the test ride, and he fits on none of the friggin' rides.
I don't think he's that big. Okay, he's more so like medium. Might be thinking,
okay, no, this guy is large and in charge.
And listen, if you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart and you really try to help your audience, like we love our audience. We give stuff free constantly. But if you're like trying to make it seem like you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart, then you're charging your listeners. It's like, come on.
It's the same thing. Like we're eligible to put ads on our podcast via Apple. I don't do it because that's one of my biggest pet peeves, listening to podcasts and having like 19,000 ads of like you listen to a Disney podcast and they have like an ad for Cialis. I'm like, what do we talk, like? What? What's this? Where's the relevance to it? Or even now on Facebook, you can do the stars or whatever.
Yeah, we're actually eligible for that too.
We're eligible for that too. I don't want that. I don't want that. You know what I want? If you ever gave us money, I want you to buy shit from us. Like if we ever came out with shirts, that's the type of stuff where I'd be like, all right, I'll take your money. That's cool. A couple shekels in our pocket. And we had some cool designs because it just gets our name out there. Like, I don't want people randomly sending me 36 cents. Don't send me 36 cents. Like, it was save it for when we decide to do Give Kids the World. That's when you want to empty your pocketbooks. Give the money to something cool like that. Don't donate money to me.
I mean,
like,
I've actually got a pretty big sponsor over at Crazy for Disney, MEI Travel, who I absolutely love. Becky's fantastic over there. And the money they give us, not a penny goes in my pocket. It just goes from her pocket over to Give Kids the World. So, I mean, we've always been like that in this group. You know, we've always been like, especially Give Kids World. I didn't even know about Give Kids World until Danny and Chris were doing their marathon shows. You know, I saw one of their shows. They had me on one. And like, you know, I got hooked on that right away. You know, now I'm working there. So,
yeah. Listen, Give Kids the World. Listen, there's a lot of great charities. You know, we donate to St. Jude's. We donate to the Children's Hospital Philadelphia. You know, Give Kids the World is freaking phenomenal. The shit they do, like, it's still one of my favorite trips is when me and Chris went down and we toured the facility. Seeing the ice cream parlor, and what is the room where you look up? I still have the picture of it.
The star viewing room.
Yeah, that is
in the castle.
Friggin' wild. And then also just seeing the heartbreaking of certain things. Now, granted, I didn't have kids back then, so it tore on my heartstrings. But I think now going in there, I would be crying like a little baby, looking at like the kids who donated things and then ultimately passed away. Like, if I wish I can give them all my money. I'd go broke if I could just give them all my money. They do. I mean, the housing is friggin' phenomenal over there. Like, this is not me toting some bullshit organization or trying to get people to, you know, give money to some shady ass organization. Like, the Give Kids the World people literally are salt of the earth people, and what they're doing is very similar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's just this is more centrally located, because you guys do more than Disney, am I correct? You do like SeaWorld, Universal.
I mean, basically, like, all those Make-A-Wish foundations send the people to us. So we house them for the week. We get them to Disney for 3 days. We get them Universal for a couple of days, Legoland, SeaWorld, whatever they want to do. Like, legit, everything is paid for.
Now, do they get fast passes? Like, do they get the whole shit and shebang?
You know, it's kind of funny because I've talked to some of the families, and they say Universal takes care of them better than Disney does. So with Disney, they basically go through the Lightning Lane, which is still fantastic. You know,
yeah, I mean, it's still a good value.
No dig on Disney whatsoever.
Yeah.
But with Universal, they take them and they bring them in through the exit and they put them right on the ride.
That's nice. Where credit's due, man. Like, that is top notch. You know, that's basically a VIP tour.
Yeah. Which, and on top of that, we have Mickey and Minnie come over there twice a week, like the real Mickey and Minnie come over from Disney.
Oh, not like the bootleg, like, no, like Times Square ones.
No, it's not like a guy smoking a cigarette, like, hey, kids, come over for a picture. And then every Friday night, Universal sends over characters. So, like, this week we had Gru, SpongeBob, and Patrick. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they're around for a couple hours. Then there's some other organizations come in on the weekends. Like, this past weekend, we had the 501st come in.
That's,
and they bring in like
for the non
Star Wars,
right? They're like, but they're the legit ones.
Yeah. If you've ever done a Star Wars race, like a Disney run Disney race, those characters you see on the thing are 501st. Disney brings them in.
Okay.
Yeah, they're legit.
Yeah, I think they were at the remember when they used to do the indie Disney meets? Did you never went to the indie?
I knew about Disney. I've heard you guys talk about them. Yeah.
Granted, so like legit. Middle of fucking nowhere, America, man. Like, why there? It was so random.
When I first started watching you guys, because, you know, I was with Crazy for Disney, and I caught you guys somehow, and I heard you talking about that. I thought it was something that you guys organized or something.
God, no.
Like, why is it in Indiana?
I think the only reason we went is because Chris was a native to that area. So, you know, he kind of, I don't know if he went to it prior to our show or how it all, it was years ago, how it all basically formulated. But I mean, granted, we met some really cool people. And like, this was not like the first year we went was a little rinky dinky. And there were aspects of it that were a little rinky dinky. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it was like a potluck. It was super freaking weird at times. You know, there'd be kids just screaming and running around. It was sometimes a shit show. But I will say, like, if you were at the, like, when we were there, it was the height of Disney podcasting. And like, everybody and their mother was like, if you were a successful Disney podcaster, you were there. And like, we had to pay. And now, granted, I don't know if we paid them or if they kind of took the money and then donated it to Give Kids the World, but they were a big partner with Give Kids the World. You had to pay for stage time. And then if you were a quote unquote successful show and you wanted to do something in their private room, which was just like a annex to the cafeteria, essentially, you were gifted that with a little like presentation room. I mean, we were there. Lou Mangiello was there. Be Our Guest podcast was there. I don't believe the Nerds ever went there. I'm trying to think of other shows that were there that are no longer there, but like, we had voice actors from Disney. Who's the crazy guy that used to play the piano at
Yeehaw Bob
was there. I had dinner with him. I keep forgetting Jeff Barnes. That was the name I couldn't remember 2 weeks ago. He was on the documentary that we're watching of How Disney Built America on Hulu. He wrote a book, one of the Disney books. He was there. Nice guy, you know. But I was by far the youngest person, because I was in my early to mid 20s when this was going on. I was by far the youngest person in these rooms. By far. So it was a little awkward. But I mean, like, they took you out to dinner the first night, the company, whoever ran it. And I mean, like, we didn't go to, like, you know, McDonald's. Like, this was a legit dinner. Like, drinks, everything was on the house. You just showed up and you had like a little name tag, and then people, like, it was my first time feeling like, oh, I made it, like, grab my pearls, damn, like we got like gift bags and shit. Like, it was wild. Like, it was the first time I was like, these people actually know what the hell they're doing. And then we walked into a potluck and I was like, interesting.
Yeah, it's not so great anymore. I mean, you know, Danny knows me. I've always been like the black sheep, everything. Like, none of that stuff ever interests me. They could do a thing over at Disney, I'm like, I'm not going to that thing. But, you know, that's cool. Like, you, especially if you're a new podcaster and you're getting some of these big events and stuff, that's a lot of fun. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah. And it was a lot of exposure back then. It was a different time. You needed that exposure, you know, not that Facebook and Instagram and shit wasn't big 6 years ago, but it was a different world back then. Did you ever, I know we're just kind of rambling here, speaking of like instances like that, did you ever head to when D23 was in Orlando? That was a lot of fun.
I literally do nothing. I think I did one thing for Give Kids the World at one time. They did it at the Contemporary. And after even that, I was in there for like 20 minutes and I walked around a little bit. I'm like, I got to get out of here. It's not my thing.
Not to brag, because I wouldn't want it on air. I would just like to be curious of how much money between the two of us we've raised for them.
Probably a lot. I know I did a lot.
Yeah, no, I think you might have done more because you've done it for a long, even though we started doing it prior to you, you kept going when me and Chris had stopped, and you kept doing it, obviously, even when me and you stopped the original show. So I'd be very curious.
You know what's kind of funny about that? Like, I knew about, Bailey met me over. Oh yeah, we did see her over at a Give Kids World event. I think that Bailey, we saw you over at Pizza Rizzo. I think we were hanging up at Pizza Rizzo, which is on its way out. But it was kind of funny, Give Kids World, like, you guys used to talk about it all the time. I used to watch your show, you know, at some point we became friends. I never knew where Give Kids World was, and you guys never even told me. I think on the show it was always like, hey, it's in Central Florida, it's somewhere near Disney.
It's literally, what is that, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like literally across the street from my house.
Oh, is it really? It's a, dude, there's a Walmart right there, right?
That's my road, down that road.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah.
So just a real quick story before we go. You know, I found this thing from Danny and Chris. You know, I went on their marathon shows, helped them raise money. I kept that thing going. Dude, never knew where this place was. I'm just like, you know, Central Florida somewhere. So we decided to move down here. And I've told this story before, I think, on one of the other podcasts. We picked out a house like out by Margaritaville, which is like the west side of Kissimmee. And 4 days before we were ready to move, I mean, we had our U-Haul packed. Our house was sold. Literally, the whole thing was done. We get a call from our leasing place. And they're like, oh, by the way, that house isn't ready. I'm just like, dude, I've got a U-Haul in my driveway. What is going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a pretty big company. And they're like, you know, just pick another place out. And we're in a like a parking lot at that point, like at a mall. And my wife's got her computer going. And, you know, she's, how about this area? How about this area? So we saw a place over on the west side, which was close to our timeshare. I'm like, you know what? We'll give it a year. If it sucks, you know, we'll look for another place. So we leave. We're driving down to Florida. We're like minutes away from our house. So we start going down Bass Road. And I look over. I'm like, holy shit. There's literally Give Kids a World across the street from our house.
It was a
sign,
man.
No clue. No clue where that was.
Let's be honest. If you were just randomly driving, you would have no idea it was there. It's weirdly right there, but also tucked away.
It's on a dead end road.
Yeah. And it's kind of like there's a lot of foliage like surrounding it. Obviously, you want the privacy. Like, and you would have no idea pulling in there what the hell was going on.
If I got a good throw in, like a good baseball, I could probably hit the front gate from my house.
Really?
That's how close I am.
Did they ever fix all the mini golf with all like the, I know it was years ago, so I'm sure they did. But like a lot of their, not animatronics, but a lot of their decorations were gifted from either Universal or Disney and things like that. I know they were refurbing some of like the dinosaur stuff that I believe came from,
We do movie? Have the Triceratops from Jurassic they Park. Used a Jurassic Park.
That's what I was looking for. That was the word.
And it's kind of funny because Universal had that big anniversary thing for Jurassic Park a year ago or 2 years ago. They actually took it from us. They were like, hey, can we take this back for a little? So they brought it back over to Universal. They cleaned it up. I mean, they got it like movie ready again, used it for whatever little setup they had. And then they brought it back and set it back up over there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, the partnership with these theme parks, you know, I know they're big, people rip on them. Oh, they got billions of dollars. They do really hook us up quite a bit. So that's cool. I got to give props.
That's so cool. All right. Well,
how did this turn into a Give Kids a World show?
I don't know. Shit happens. We just started talking. With that being said, I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Rudy, any parting words?
Nope. Just share out that show all week. Make sure you're liking it, sharing it with your family, your friends, your enemies. Just get us out there and help us out.
All right, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Well, the magic's winding down, but don't feel blue. We'll be back next week with more for you. From the rides to the myths, the stories untold, we keep it real, we're always bold.